Hello.
Hi, Esther.
Hello.
Hi, this is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Is now still a good time to talk?
You caught me.
I've talked to Esther on the phone many times. Actually, we talk most days of the week, but usually just for a few moments as she names a song for our afternoon request show. It was a true privilege to be the one calling her up for a change. My name is Zoe Gruskin, and this month on Story 49, meet Esther Inkotlik. Until a few weeks ago, most of what I knew about Esther Andrews was her taste in music. She likes Elvis and the Righteous Brothers, and on the day I asked listeners to call in with your personal theme song, she requested Diana Ross and Lionel Richie's duet, Endless Love. I talked to Esther on the phone a handful of times over about a week in early March, and she told me a lot more. For starters, she's in Kotlik now, but she's lived throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and even further away.
Actually, I wasn't born in Kotlik. I was born further up north in Pastolik, Pastolik. And we lived in, there's another place like Reindeer Camp and Pastolik. I think we used to move with the seasons, moving around by donkey. I remember when I was young. Yeah, we moved with dog team and boat. Looked like a 5-horsepower boat, but it got us where we want to go. Somebody came to our family and told us, your children need to go to a school. I don't remember who, but I think he was the chief of the village. He told us that we need to move in order for your children to get educated. So we got ready and left. I believe I was 5 or 6. It was okay. Same things going on. Getting ready for school or something else. But yeah, sliding down with big dog team sleds, bunch of kids on it and sliding around on snowbanks. That was fun, and lap game and mana mana and the other Eskimo games.
Esther grew up in the middle of 4 brothers and 2 sisters. Eventually, her family settled in a village called Chiniliak, close to Pastolik and Kotlik. So when did you move to Kotlik?
We moved here due to, I think it was the tide, because we used to have a hard time getting out of that river. So they said, you guys might as well move over here, because the river is getting empty. And I had a hard time going back and forth or going hunting and get stranded outside the village or something like that. I wasn't around when my family moved here. I was at St. Mary's going to school. Plus, before that, I went to a boarding school at Rainbow. It was good. They had dormitories and a health center, almost like the village.
Esther met students there from around the state.
Yeah, from all over Alaska, Arrow, Fort Yukon, Northway, from the Yukon area, all kinds of young students. It's closed now.
Esther liked school. Her favorite subjects were math and science.
So, I wanted to be like Einstein. Oh, dear. I was crying. Graduated from high school. I stayed home a year with my parents, helping out. And then I went to Bessel to work, since there was no work here at Catholic. My sister-in-law, my brother's wife, asked me if I wanted to work there. Then I said, is that the only job available? And she said, you're good in math. You could be our cash register lady. Oh, dear.
Before she started her first job, Esther got some advice from her father. He told her to observe the people around her and to decide for herself what kind of person she wanted to be.
He said, Esther, you're going to meet a lot of different people. You need to notice what they're doing and get ideas for yourself. And I said, okay. He said, lots of people are different. They won't be like you or me. They're different. Some have better ideas, some don't. Some are awesome, some are ignorant, some are whatever qualifications or whatever they are.
Her dad also told her to be grateful.
He said, consider yourself lucky you're working. Think of all the people that are not working.
Esther liked working too, and she liked living in Bethel, the largest place she's lived. She was there for about a year.
It was good. It was good pay. I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. Get to know all kinds of other Eskimo people and other people that live there. I came home and then ended up meeting a friend, which later on became my husband. We met at, let's see, Stephen's Potlatch. He was a good hunter, so I said, I will have my adventures with a hunter. I liked it, yeah. Go by boat, go by snow machine, go hunting moons, fishing. It was fun. We enjoyed each other's company.
Her husband, Matthew, was from St. Michael. She moved there with him and had their adventures together while raising three sons. Esther also worked at the school.
I was a paraprofessional for St. Michael School for 20-plus years, helping the teachers or even teaching a class. I enjoyed it. And it was fun, you know, teaching students from kindergarten to 12th grade. I was really close to the lots of students I taught in St. Michael. Some have already passed away, just their souls. But anyway, I enjoyed teaching.
Just like when she was a student, her favorite subject to teach was science.
Yeah, experiments. Oh, dear. Like the volcano using like soda or that kind of stuff.
Over more than two decades at the St. Michael School, Esther taught her sons and even some of her grandchildren in class, and she was sorry to retire. After her husband passed away and dealing with some health issues of her own, Esther moved back to Kotlik in 2009. A lot has changed since she was a child.
Here in Kotlik, I noticed there's hardly any snow. Back then, there used to be banks and banks of snow, and snow used to almost go over the willows. And these willows are up here about, let's see, maybe 8-9 feet tall. Right now, hardly any snow, and slippery. Changes. Lots of changes. Too much TV and iPad and iPhones and... oh, dear. Too much drama in all of them. on Facebook, especially, I would say. But then, it's their own thing, whatever they want to put. I like the communication, though. I'm glad there are cell phones.
Esther's life has changed, too.
As I get older, it seems like there's hardly anything. Same old, same old. Oh, no. I'm just laughing at myself.
She told me she misses teaching, and she used to spend a lot of her time doing subsistence activities.
Like cutting fish and smoking them and whatnot. Do that anymore. Or cut up moose meat or reindeer meat, hang them, dry them, or salt them, get them ready for winter, put away food for winter, pick berries, put away for winter, greens, tundra greens, pick them and put them away for the winter. I don't do that anymore. I was thinking, maybe I used to do that all the time, and now looking at it makes me feel so tired. Oh, dear.
A lot of Esther's large family still lives close by.
My granddaughter helps me. When she comes around, I let her thread my needles. My sister and I used to tease our mom of the things she couldn't do, like threading a needle. Her vision was getting weak, and we didn't know about that because she never told us. And we used to laugh at her. And she said, "You know what, you girls?" And we said, "What?" And she said, "When you get old, if you want to sew and thread your needle, you'll be doing the same thing like me." Sure enough, I do that. And I always laugh when I can't do it. I said, "Thank you, Mom." Sweet Mom.
These days, Esther directs much of her energy toward her grandchildren. I asked her what's something she's looking forward to.
To be a good grandmother. Oh, dear.
How many grandchildren do you have?
About 14, 15, and 5 or 6 great-grandchildren. I love all of them. I want them to be successful in whatever they endeavor.
One time when we were talking on the phone,
my grandbaby came in. Oh my gosh. You're walking. He's walking around.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's going to turn 2 in next week. Or this week? This weekend?
I asked Esther what advice she would give to young people.
Be the best you can be. I was going to put it like this. God made you the way he wanted you to be. So follow his directions.
But how do you figure out what you should be doing?
just follow your dream, whatever dreams you have, but be very cautious. If you think it's wrong, don't do it. If you think it's right, do it.
Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible. Special thanks to Esther Andrews. Music in this episode by Mystery Mammal and Poddington Bear. If you or someone you know has a story to share, contact KNOM at 443-5221 or by email at story49@knom.org. I'm Zoe Grieskin, and you just heard Story 49, sharing your story, your voice, your Alaska.